Thank you for joining me today on the broadcast and the podcast as we embark on another week of learning who God is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I'm grateful that you are here today, and I invite you to spend the week with me, for God is. And just a reminder as we get going that May is the month for mail, and I have yet to hear from you, and I have a gift waiting here for you. It's a gift certificate to the Banner of Truth Publishers website. Here's my thinking behind a gift certificate. If I offer you something specific, say a book, what if you don't care for the title or subject? What if you've already read it? But if I offer you this gift card, well, then you can use it on whatever you'd like. And I know you will find something on Banner of Truth's site that will help you greatly in understanding who God truly is. So this is yours, and all you have to do is write to me today. This is as easy as 1234. Email me or send me a letter to my mailing address and include the following. 1. Your name. 2. How do you listen? Radio station or podcast? Maybe it's both. If radio, is it WEZE, WROL, or KDIA? 3. Tell me why you listen. What does God is mean to you? And 4, include any comments about the program, questions you might have, this type of thing. If you don't have any comments or questions, just do 1, 2, 3. Let me give that to you again. This is as easy as 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, your name. 2, how do you listen? Radio or the podcast? And specify WEZE, WROL, or KDIA. 3, tell me why you listen. Be concise or be verbose, that's up to you. And 4, include any comments about the program, perhaps a question you have. If you do not have any still write, just do 1, 2, 3. If postmarked or emailed by Friday, May 31st, I'll send you a gift certificate to the Banner of Truth publisher. And I can send the gift certificate electronically by email if you prefer. So either way, I'll send my gift to you electronically or put it in the mail, and it will be yours if you'll write to me soon. What are you waiting for? We're already about halfway through the month of May as we speak. I'm waiting for your note, and I hope that you will prepare it sometime today, or sometime at least this week. Well, it does seem forever, doesn't it, since we were last together on Friday? I mean, weekends do go faster than weekdays, right? If you feel that way, let me remind you what we're up to here on God Is. As we study and discuss the life of Jesus Christ, we're asking one big question. What does Jesus teach us about God? What does Jesus teach us about God? And we've taken up this episode in the life of Jesus when he is age 12 and accompanies his earthly parents, Joseph and Mary, to Jerusalem for a very important feast called Passover. Luke tells the true story in his second chapter and verses 39 through 52. That's Luke 2, verses 39 through 52. And from the Bible, we have already learned two lessons. First, although sometimes God does not speak, God is always active. That's what I'm referring to as our leading lesson because it informs what follows. And we did get to lesson number 2 last week. Do you remember it? This was it. In this text, Jesus teaches us to live quiet lives, trusting God to develop intimacy with us in our daily routines. Let me give that to you again. Write it down if you have not already done so. In this text, Jesus teaches us to live quiet lives, trusting God to develop intimacy with us in our daily routines. And as we dig into the details of the passage, we find there are 4 dynamics, subpoints, if you will, to lesson number 2. Jesus teaches us to live quiet lives, trusting God to develop intimacy with us in our daily routines. And Jesus keeps 4 daily routines such that as God, he relates to us. The first, which we discussed on Friday, is that Jesus honors his parents. With absolute perfection, the Lord keeps all of God's commandments, and this one is no exception. Who is God? God is one who commands us to honor our earthly fathers and mothers. He states it very plainly in Exodus chapter 20. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God gives you. That's very straightforward. And then Jesus comes along and in his boyhood teaches us how to do this. He's our master teacher. And as verse 51 of Luke 2 says, and Jesus went down with them and came to Nazareth, and Jesus continued in subjection to them, and his mother treasured all these things in her heart. Jesus lived in subjection to Joseph and Mary, and he did so right from the time of birth to 30, and of course he honored them beyond that, right until his own death on the cross, which we saw in his words to his mother Mary from the cross when we were at Good Friday a few weeks ago. Jesus lived in subjection to his parents as a boy, teenager, and young adult, and then continued in showing honor to them all the days of his life. And if we want to know how to respond to our own parents in keeping with attitudes that please our God, then we look to no greater example than Jesus Christ. Remember now that Jesus is not famous for 30 years. He is born and then immediately moves into an obscure life away from public attention. His is a quiet life. His is a life full of routine. Day after day in the place called Nazareth in northern Israel, he goes about his business. There's a bit of review, and also sets us up for our journey together this week. And as I told you last week, we'll also now continue with Jesus, observing him in his quiet life, trusting God to develop intimacy with him in his daily routines. And that second routine is this. Not only did Jesus honor his parents, but notice that he lived with them. Jesus lived with his parents. His human lifespan was 33 years. Well, check this out. For 30 of those, he lived in Nazareth in the family's home. And is this not also a part of the quiet daily routine that many of you experience, either as a son or daughter who still lives with your parents, or as a parent who still has an adult son or daughter, or both, even multiple children, still living with you? This is a reality in the context in which many of us find ourselves today. Not long ago, I went to see my dentist for my twice-a-year cleaning and checkup. And the hygienist had me tilted back in the chair with both of her hands and some tools inside my mouth when she ventured to ask me a question. Now, personally, I have never understood this. Any dental hygienist listening? Can you explain to me why you would ask the patient a question when the only possible way for us to answer is to bite your finger off? Is the idea that all questions are merely rhetorical? I certainly enjoy a friendly hygienist, but I marvel at the timing of the questions. Anyway, when she pulled her hands out of my mouth, I managed to ask her a question about her family. And as she went to work on my teeth again, she spoke at length about how she has 3 adult children, and all of them live with her now, her oldest into his early 30s. And I know from talking to other parents and young adults, this is very common. Well, this is not unlike, but rather very much like what the culture was like in the time of Jesus. Of course, I believe for different reasons. But nevertheless, kids no longer necessarily leave home at 18, never to return. A big part of Jesus' quiet, daily routine was to live with his parents as well as his younger brothers and sisters. Really, half-brothers and sisters, since Jesus' real father is God. And so I want to talk about this reality in Christ's life, and there are 2 ways that I can do this. One way would be to speak first to those of you who are the adult children living with dad and mom, or dad or mom. And the other way would be to speak first to you parents of adult children who continue to live with you. In a sense, I can start bottom up, child to parent, or I can start top to bottom, parent to child, and I have chosen the second. I want to talk with you about parenting first. Then we'll come to what Jesus teaches the adult child still living at home today. And of course, within parenting, we need to talk about God's way of parenting young children and then parenting young adult to adult kids. Obviously, it differs depending on your kids' ages. So, to be even more specific, let's start with God's expectations for how to parent young children, and let's see what Jesus teaches us about God in this respect. And of course, we need to bring into the discussion here Joseph and Mary and learn from them. But I still say we can put this under the question, what does Jesus teach us about God? Because remember, Jesus lived in subjection to Joseph and Mary. Jesus willingly submitted himself to their human authority as his parents. And I believe Jesus taught Joseph and Mary how to parent God's way. Jesus is God. Jesus is always God. And so even the boy Jesus was constantly teaching God's design for everything, including parenting. As their son, Jesus taught Joseph and Mary. And so what did they learn from him that they applied to raising Jesus and then to rearing their other children? For those of you parents listening in today, is it not true that there is a routine rhythm to what you do? You're not known for your parenting. You and your kids do not star in a reality TV show. Nobody really knows what happens behind closed doors in your home. You're just raising these kids quietly, day in and day out. Maybe you're a single parent, which makes your job all the more difficult and challenging. You figure things out as you go. As your children age and face new problems or present you with fresh dilemmas, you do not really know what to do. You're just doing the best you can. Well, is there something you can learn in these days together that will help you? I believe so, yes. And just keep this in mind. Joseph and Mary were doing what you are now. Living in quiet obscurity, Luke 2 captures them long before they were made famous. So let's take a peek inside the Word of God and let the Spirit of God speak to you. Please be with me daily. We're going to jump into the details starting tomorrow. But as we end today, I want to say a prayer for you as a parent. Father, I pray that you will strengthen and encourage dads and moms within the sound of my voice today and this week and always. Thank you for this son and daughter, the multiple children that you have given to them. All children are a gift from you. As they steward their children this day, may they do so your way. Teach us how to do this better this week. Speak to us by your Spirit through your word. Amen. Join me tomorrow, for God is.